Much has been written about the exponential growth of charter schools in California, and Los Angeles in particular. While smaller districts tend to have more local control and no charters at all, with the demand for more autonomy and reforms, more students are enrolled in charter schools in LAUSD than in any other school district in the country. With about 1 in 6 students now enrolled in charters in LAUSD, what is your position on the charterization of LAUSD schools? How should the district work with and respond to charter growth?
Well, this is again, you hit on a very, very important topic. Because when you say 1 in 6, we're well over 100,000 students enrolled in independent charters, making students in independent charter schools in LA the fourth largest school district in the state. And so when you cross that threshold, there has to be a couple of things that we think about when we're considering additional charter growth. We have to have a strategy. We have to do growth strategically based on where the most need is. We still have choice deserts in LAUSD. We also have choice saturation in parts of LAUSD. And it's entirely fair for district leadership to look at making sure that we have protections in place so that one family's choice doesn't collaterally damage another family's choice. Because, and a perfect example is right down the street at Grandview. And Grandview, one of Grandview's innovation programs, as both of you know, is the dual immersion, Spanish language dual immersion program. And I'll never forget 2 years ago when there was a waiting list for that program, but the district would not liberate that waiting list and get parents into the district that wanted this program, that were choosing this program because they had prioritized doing a charter co-location at Grandview. I felt that we had to fight back against that imbalance. But this is why we need to have a comprehensive strategy around charter growth. We wouldn't tolerate increased growth in any other sector. Could you imagine having unfettered growth in the housing sector without a strategy? Transportation growth without a strategy? We need to have a plan of what happens from here on out. And it's not about limiting choice. It's about making sure that we are directing and guiding choice to the areas where it's most needed and honoring it in ways that don't shift the balance so much that parents are making a different choice or damaged.